Hello, everyone. It's time for Beyond the Matrix, the radio program that asks you to think outside the box of convention and invites you to soar in the free thought zone of non-convention. And it is my purpose and my intention to help you do that every week on this program by bringing you some of the bright minds of our times and their visions for where we're going and how we can make of this journey a truly remarkable experience. Tonight I don't have a guest. I'm going to be talking to you about the great shift that we're going through, which is obviously on everyone's mind. I'll be talking about a great new book that I'm honored to be part of called The Great Shift, Co-Creating a New World for 2012 and Beyond, that's just hot off of the presses, and I know you're going to be excited about it when you hear about it. And we're just going to let's find our way through so many questions that are coming in to me personally now and on the minds of so many of us. As we look around, we see a lot of confusion and uproar, and despite our understanding of how we create our reality, it seems so many people are sinking into the fear zone. And I just don't want that to happen. So as best I can, in my small way of contributing to this world, I want to help raise the vibration to move people out of fear and to help people look at why what is occurring and what it means on a very vast, higher level. So that said, I'd like to start tonight's program. Always sorry about the tonight. I always forget that I'm in Italy and you're all mostly over on the other side of the Atlantic in the daylight hours. So let me rephrase that to say I would like to start today's program to sort of bring to mind just where we are at the onset of 2009 and what is happening in our world. Everybody's talking about the shift, as I said. Why does it have to be so painful? And so I'd like to talk about that as we examine our own personal processes and the media just not incessantly drives home to us a sense of despair over the economic situation at hand. Let's talk about that economic world. The language of the hour is the collapse of society, the collapse of the economy, the plunging, let's talk all the catchwords, the plunging, devastated economic future of our world. And I think we need to look at these words, first of all, and resist as much as possible becoming victimized by sensationalistic journalism and ideas that disempower us. So I do think that we need now to become troopers, in a sense, to assist each other to resist a lot of this rhetoric that we're hearing and to look a little bit more deeply at why these things are occurring. If you really look at the financial economic environment, we should really be able to see that this was inevitable, the inevitable result of our runaway spending, our consumerism, let's call it exasperated consumerism, and a lot of greed and corruption that is now coming to the surface. We can see from this a beautiful positive aspect of change, and that is truth finally being placed before us of old structures that really were based on the wrong principles and are now crashing down. What do we glean from this? What do we take from this experience of our world in this economic shift? Well, we obviously can look at it as a personal danger, trauma, and fear for our own realities, our own families, the future, that very undefinable aspect of our lives, this projection of a future that we're always uncertain about and always asking to know about. Why is it so painful? Why do we have to go through such a process? I would like to propose that we observe our experience and what is happening now as a sort of global feng shui, that in order to bring in the new, which we anticipate as a dawn of new awakenings and the age of light, the age of Kepher, the Egyptians call it, having to first clear out a lot of the debris, that the dysfunction that we have seen on our earth. And it is. It's most definitely coming down. And with that coming down, we are making space for so much truly remarkable shifting, new awakening, new relationships with the planet, the potential. The positive mind sees the potential. The negative mind sees the danger and the hopelessness. And I ask you now, listening in, how do you truly intend to perceive and experience this shift? Are you going to let yourself be pulled down by the consciousness of fear? Or are you going to see in this process a remarkable possibility for the creation of new ways of seeing your own life, new ways of working, new ways of interacting, in short, new possibilities for the community of your own individual communities and the global reality? Well, my dear friend Martine Vallée, who is also my publisher, came up with a concept of inviting three of her favorite channels to address some of these questions of what the process is going to be like from now until 2012. And I'm very honored to be one of those. The book features Lee Carroll and Cryon, Tom Kenyon and the Hathors and Mary Magdalene, and me, Patricia Corey, with the High Council of Sirius, the Syrian High Council. Facing questions about how we co-create a new world for 2012, and beyond. The book, the English version of this book, is published by Samuel Weiser. It's right off the presses, as I said, and you're going to want to grab a copy of it. It's on my site. Now I just got my supply, so you can get it at SyrianRevelations.net, just as you can find it in all the bookstores and on Amazon. I'd like to read to you a little bit about of what some of my colleagues have brought through about the process of change that we're going through. Tom Kenyon's work is very exciting in this book. You probably all have heard of him, and many of you have most likely been able to attend some of his conferences. He talks in his chapter of Mary Magdalene and the Hathors, who he channels, about transcendence and transformation of the world. And he brings us this following information from the Hathors. We wish to speak with you about a perilous passage in which you now find yourselves. Much of what we have said in our past communications has come true. From what we have told you just earlier, you will see even more earth changes, climatic alterations, geopolitical destabilization, and threats to the ecosystem. These will unfold in the years to come. But this is not the perilous passage of which we speak now. We are rather speaking to your emotional life, the life of your heart and your spirit, for it is unquestionable that the unfolding events of the next few years will emotionally strike those who have sensitive hearts and who dream of a better world. We would divide our comments into two areas, transcendence and transformation. When the chaotic phase of recreation begins, which is the phase you now find yourselves in, all structures come into question. Destinies that have been calculated based on expected outcomes dissolve. It is a time of immense confusion, and the primal emotions of fear and hostility arise. There are several forces at work in this, and we wish to discuss them. Part of this chaotic phase is the simple result of the shift from one dimension of consciousness to another. As Earth and humanity move from fourth dimensional consciousness to fifth dimensional consciousness, which is outside the constraints of time and space, as you collectively perceive them, there is a tension between the old world and the new. You are right in the midst of this. It's an interesting concept. As more and more people experience paradigm shifts driven by sudden leaps in spiritual understanding, the old world is undermined. The new world, with its new cultural, political, and economic presuppositions, has not yet blossomed, as you are in a kind of no person's land where the old views no longer work, but the new views have not yet come into usable expression. So this is one reason for the difficulties you are experiencing in this dimensional shift. But there is another, more insidious element of play at play here as well. There are vested interests that wish the old world of domination and control to continue, and they are using every means at their disposal to ensure it. It's interesting, I interject here, that Tom and I obviously are channeling different sources, but the message is so similar. This type of control we speak of is so pervasive and so much a part of the fabric of your society that is often overlooked, which is exactly what those who wish to control you work toward. There is no one person or groups of persons responsible for this type of control. It comes from many directions and sources. It comes from sources you might never suspect, including religious, political, and economic institutions. But the attempts to control you do not end here. Many of the manipulative elements in your world are also coming from interdimensional and intergalactic interference. That's a pretty interesting idea that I'd like to interject here, that this question of interdimensional communication is ever more present in our minds now, as so many people are beginning to receive messages from other sources. I'd like to suggest that some of these are messages from other dimensional frameworks, and of course some of them are from astral beings that may not be of the light, and they may not be of the highest source, and so it's very important to be discerning and when you embrace channeled material. And I always recommend that you be discerning with my work as well as any others, so that what we're looking for here is information that is not interfering, it is not controlling, and it doesn't intend to answer directly any personal quest, because truly highly channeled information does not address personal issues like what am I going to do for love and what should I do for job shifts and things like this. The really higher energy is talking to the entire planet and concerned with the evolution of not only the human race but the living beings of the entire planetary body. So where was I? Okay, regardless of their source, the days, so to speak, for those who are trying to control your destiny for their own selfish ends are numbered. The shift from fourth dimensional consciousness to fifth dimensional consciousness cannot be stopped anymore than the dawn of a new day can be avoided. The evolution of consciousness on your Earth and of Earth herself is in the midst of a dynamic shift, and you are a vital part of it. Okay, we, as spiritual seekers, we do believe and understand that our Earth is a conscious, feeling, thinking being, and that it is not that our world is collapsing, but it is the planet herself that is preparing for some kind of evolutionary leap. Some people believe this is an Armageddon environment. Some people, like me, believe that this is a preparation for the ascension of the planet. Whatever your belief system is, we undoubtedly recognize that the time of very, very immense passage is taking place, and that this great shift that we're all talking about is a shift for all living beings and not just for the human race. Let's face it, without question, fear and panic in response to Tom's channeled information there are being stirred within us all. And it begins to show itself as people who are mismanaging our governments and our institutions are quite possibly deliberately destabilizing our societies for purposes that you can imagine, from the most outrageous ideas of, let's say, the intention to bring the world into a police state, a one-world order of tyranny, to the potential of their deliberate bungling of events and the economy, for example, as part of their ineptness to cope with a planet whose human population has exceeded a reasonable balance with the planet. Their ineptness and lack of interest in finding alternatives to the consumption of fuels and resources. Just generally a potential between inept management and deliberate mismanagement. Let me ask you, how tightly do the rulers or the false leaders of our world have to squeeze us before we react? We see our rights disintegrate before our eyes, but yet many of us still don't recognize the bigger picture that we seem to be guided by the mismanaging leaders to a certain dissolution of the democratic process from the time of being convinced of our ever-present enemies of freedom to the specter of global economic collapse that we're in now. There seems to be quite a trend or a plan to keep us in that powerlessness and hopelessness that so many individuals are in. And if you've noticed, the media are now preparing us by telling us that they expect, and this word expect, rioting in the upcoming months and over the summer, from people's despair over the economic crisis. Now, this is very interesting information. Why are we being told to expect rioting if it is not for the to create this expectation in our mind and create more fear? Or is it to unleash a police state in every corner of the globe? And at this point, we need to look at how we are creating all of this fear and panic and what we should do to take back this power and avoid this enactment of a runaway government that intends to truly strip us of the democratic principle. So I'd like you to think about this. How are you creating your own suffering and fear? How are we co-creating the energies that are dominant in this moment in our lives? And what can we do and what are we doing? Or as the title of the book says, how are we co-creating a new world? We give a lot of lip service to the concept of walking in the light and believing, understanding how we co-create reality. But it is time now, as it has never been before, to go into that concept, to ask ourselves, how do we co-create the situation at hand? We know that our vibrations as a collective, and as individuals resonate at a certain frequency, that which determines what energies, thoughts, and manifestations of these will define our imprint on the greater cosmos. And at the planetary level, we evolve together as a collective, and we determine the global condition. Even though so many people feel powerless that it is happening to them, we must always remember that what exists is our creation, and just as we have created a world of apparently irreconcilable stress and difficulty, we know at the core level that we can create a harmonious world. We know that we are in the free will zone, and we know that when we do not allow ourselves to be pulled into that disempowered state of mind, resonating at a very low vibration, that we can rise to the higher potential and become the change that we want for this planet. And this is what's exciting about the book, The Great Shift, is talking about being empowered with that, the actions, the thoughts, and the intentions that we send out into the universe, and manifesting what we desire for the planet and for our lives, for all the living beings of the planet. Right now, we have the ability to do that. If you look carefully at what's happening, the sensationalistic journalism of global collapse and the daily reporting of lost jobs, the rhetoric that's being used, it is really, you can see a pattern. You can definitely see a structure to the negative thought processes that are being imposed upon us. Turn off your sets and look at your life. If you are in danger of losing your job, can you see this as an opportunity for creation? I had a wonderful guest on last week who talked about this, see it as perfect, and how so many people now are people of the positive mindset are saying, okay, great, maybe this is the time that I am going to rebel, release myself from the old dysfunctional job and the way that I've been living my life, and take this opportunity, look at it as an opportunity, and take this opportunity to do what I really dream of, to create something new in my life, to make immense change. So without wanting to sound like a preacher, I want to suggest that in the process of this feng shui, of the clearing of the dysfunctional, each of us has the opportunity to make way for truly brilliant new realities that we have dreamed about creating and that we are now in position to create. And as I said, I believe that this cleansing, however difficult, marks our passage from an era of runaway consumerism. We're all guilty of it, I think. Environmental abuse, corporate greed, and we move to a new awareness of community, a new state, a new understanding of the screaming need for our development of ecologically friendly resolutions to our abuse, and new approaches to the challenges ahead. Are you up for it? Back to the book. I'd like to read to you what the Council, the Syrian High Council, has to say on the argument of this, which is, of course, nothing new. If you know my work and if you listen to my show, this is a constant concept that I'm trying to drive home to people, empowerment in change. So the question that was posed to the Council was, from the High Council's perspective, what do the next few years hold for us? Since this book's title is The Great Shift, how can we prepare for what is coming? The answer is, the process of preparation for the immensity of the celestial shifts on the outer plane is to prepare yourselves at the cellular or inner plane for the cleansing of toxic consciousness, manifesting as matter, which you have formed by clinging to the density of judgment, separation, and ego, and surrendering instead to the unconditional love that underlies the cosmos. No matter how remote that love can seem at times, it pervades all things. To this end, we remind you that either believe in God, Prime Creator, or you do not. If you do, then inherent in that belief, you must realize that all that occurs is the conscious stream of God mind. From the darkness of the most difficult hours and the shadows of lost souls, to the brilliance of the dawn, the glitter of angels, all is in divine order. To facilitate the process of your transmutation from the density to the light, learning to experience the unfolding events in serenity and acceptance, you must seek the spiritual understanding of life and your time and body. Practical methods include removing, as much as you possibly can, all toxic conditions from your environment and, moreover, all toxic thoughts from your field of consciousness. The first is accomplished by reducing all electromagnetic devices which interfere with your natural energy flows and biorhythms, replacing synthetic clothing, food, and chemicals from your environments with natural fibers, wholesome vegetarian food, and organic substance. Now, bear in mind that this list of suggestions has to do with how to pass through this shift comfortably, healthily, of body and mind. The drinking of purified water, rearranged at the cellular level through your conscious thoughts, prayer, and meditations, and the application of sacred geometrical forms. Selecting harmonious environments with the best air quality, soils, and attunement with nature. Exercising your physical bodies to remain vigorous while breathing in prana for the illumination of every cellular unit. This is accomplished through meditation and proper breathing. Consciously choosing forgiveness over revenge, tolerance over judgment, love over hate, trust over fear. Surrendering to unconditional love by loving unconditionally. Confronting and accepting your emotions by bringing them to the full light of consciousness before releasing them through your heart centers and into the earth to be healed. Spending time in nature, loving animals, breathing in the splendor of the trees, the flowers, the gifts of Eden. Seeking beauty and taking the time to celebrate all that is right in your world. Avoiding those of the lower vibration who wish to entrain you in their negative thoughts and actions. Intending in all of your thoughts and actions that only the highest good be served. Now is also the time to take yourself to the sacred sites of the earth, for there you will feel the energies of the earth, of the ancients who worshiped there, of others like you who bring your love and light to these vortices. You will experience powerful shifts and acceleration in your light, in your energy bodies, particularly in this time, following the manifestation of the Holy Cross, June 2008, and your experience will be one of unity and connection to Gaia. We would like to end our participation in this project by saying that what you need most at this time of radical change is a doctrine of right thought that will allow you to focus on what you already have, what you already know, and what most importantly, you have co-created with Gaia, your immensely powerful and loving mother. If you ask yourselves what you are feeling overwhelmed about in the calm of your centered minds and balanced emotional bodies, you cannot but realize that your fears of the unknown, of anything that lurks outside your comfort zones, and those illusory safety nets that the power continually throws over your conscious awareness of what is truly occurring in your world. Remember, you are marketed and maneuvered into feeling powerless and afraid of the most insignificant things when you think about it. Won't you agree that it is becoming more of a challenge merely to exit your front doors? We say to you, however desperate the events may seem to you, that it is all part of your process of awakening. Pay attention, but observe with detachment what goes around you. Be centered, stilling the lower emotions. Above all, Starseed, you will do well to remember that you chose to be here. You chose it, fully aware of the hills and valleys of your passage. I think it's so important to remember that. We decided to come into this situation. If you truly are an empowered soul, you know on some level that you came here to take part in what is unfolding. As a conscious soul, knowing that, you celebrate what's happening because you chose it. You celebrate it, you taste it, you recognize, but you don't fear it. This is the point and the message of this great book, The Great Shift, Co-Creating a New World for 2012, which talks about so many aspects of the shifting realities that we're in. And some of them, not all of these messages are in complete harmony or agreement. Lee Carroll and Cryon have a different slant than Tom Kenyon, and he has a different slant on some issues than I do. But we are all addressing the very important aspect of what we are creating now, trusting, understanding that it is our creation, and rather than projecting us into the future of what is going to come, the fear and the anxiety of what is going to come, celebrating being right here, right now. Every day poses us with a new paradigm. What are you going to do with this day? What are you going to do as a three-dimensional member of the physical universe without projecting yourself into some sort of light body reality where all the problems are gone, or asking beings from other worlds to come in and save us, fix the problems because we can't cope. Being here, being empowered, being the light we ask of the world, this is the great shift. Imagine it. Our greatest achievements really do come when we are faced with huge challenge. In fact, I dare say our happiest moments, I know I'm going to get some comments on this point, but I dare say our happiest moments are when we are faced with obstruction and challenge. This is when the true human spirit rises, isn't it? If you think of your world, I like to always teach this in my workshops. We fantasize about the Garden of Eden, what we would do to be on a desert island and escape the noise of our lives, and just be in some sort of fantasy island where there are no problems and only beauty and lots of coconut trees. Ask yourself, how long would you be comfortable in an environment that posed no challenges, no problems, nothing to chew on, nothing to work on? Yes, it would be wonderful for quite a few days to just listen to the waves and feel the sun on your skin. But after a while, this human spirit says, I need something to work on. I need something to learn from. This is why we're here. Well, guys, here we are. We are confronted with an exacerbation of the human condition. We can either feel the exaltation of our potential, knowing that these traumatic experiences and manifestations of imbalance are leading us to the resolution of this polarity. Or we can focus on the exacerbation of the human condition and the insurmountable, or so seeming insurmountable, tragedies, challenges that we face for ourselves as a species, for the entire planet. I, for one, do not intend to suffer one moment of this transition. And I'm doing my best, and I will do more to help relieve the suffering of others. Now, what will you do? Commit. Commit to yourself and your family. Commit to your community. Take positive action. Do not fall into the despair zone that is being imposed on us by those that would desire complete control over the free zone, the free will zone. Let us redefine who we are and recognize how we contribute to every aspect of life unfolding. We can raise the vibration, walking our talk as spiritual seekers when we understand the principles of conscious manifestation. Hold your focus on the beauty, the light, and the potential of soul rising higher, and be that light. Okay, that's my preaching for the day. I really do hope you read this wonderful book. Martine has really put her heart and soul into it. She's doing a series of books of the years leading up to 2012 and beyond. And in fact, she's just preparing now the book for 2010. I believe it will be called 2010. Okay, let me try that again. 2010, The Resolution of Duality. So you have a lot of information available to you. You have help on so many levels. You have wonderful people trying to make change on this planet. And you have love. Don't ever forget that. This is Patricia Corey. I'm signing out early this evening because I'm not having a guest. I don't want you to feel like I'm rambling and rambling. But I do invite you, as always, to check out my site, www.syrianrevelations.net. And I would like to remind you that I've got some interesting things coming up this year. I am offering my workshop. I'm not sure exactly where I will be in the fall, but I will be offering my workshop and a crop circle sacred sites tour in England. The dates are July 25th to August 2nd, and this will be up on my site in a few days. So you'll want to take a look at that if you want to join me in exploring that interdimensional contact that I've been talking about tonight. And who knows, perhaps in the middle of a crop circle, you too will open the channel, as I was so privileged to experience way back in 1996, in the days that I first was introduced to the crop circle. I will be leaving for Mexico soon, visiting the Maya lands. The sacred journeys, I feel, as in the guidance of the Syrians, are very important to our process now. And I'm doing my best to get people there as as many as possible. We just came back from remarkable days in Egypt, and many more mysteries await. Have a wonderful day. Think about what you can do to shift your mind and soul and spirit. Get out of lack. Fly in the free will zone of possibility. Thank you for being with me. Bye-bye. See you next week.